the Word of God this morning. And I'm going to look at another parable of Jesus. Greatest stories ever told were told by Jesus. And they're incredible stories. And we've been looking at several. Got a few more to go. I'm going to look at one today. Got a question for you. How many have had somebody in your life? Now listen before you raise your hand. And they did absolutely something despicable to you. Something horrible to you. They hurt you so bad. Wounded you. Left you for half dead. I mean, you were hurt so bad. They did it. No doubt about it. And I'm not asking you to be super spiritual. Matter of fact, if you raise your hand and you didn't do it, I'm going to ask God, just go ahead and strike you dead. And you forgave them. Can I see your hand? You forgave them. You forgave. Can I see those hands one more time? You forgave them. I'm going to give you $50. I'm proud of you. Amen. I want to talk about that this morning. And don't put it back in the offering. Go take your wife to dinner or something special. That lady's been needing a little pick-me-up. Amen. Come on. Say that with me this morning. 50 measly bucks. Before you think I did anything big, what was that I just gave him? Somebody say it with me. 50 measly bucks. Can't believe he gave the man $50. Say it with me again. 50 measly. You got it? Yes or no? 50 measly bucks. That's what I gave him. Not a whole lot. In the big scheme of things. Amen? Let's talk about it. Here we go. There he is. There's the 50. Amen. Are y'all all right? Then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother, say brother with me. Can we say sister? Sister, sin against me, and I forgive him. Till seven times? Stop it right there. I know Peter. Now, I never met him, but I know him. I've studied him. I've walked in that man's shoes. Matter of fact, I wear his shoes often. He and I are a lot alike. No doubt about it, I'd have cut that sucker's ear off in the garden just like he would have. And I'd have been glad to do it. Amen? I'm telling you that right now. I don't know. Us fellas with loud mouths, we relate to one another. Amen? Big mouths. All right. So I can relate to him. He's a leader. Jesus saw he was a leader. He said, Peter, you're a leader. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. You're going to lead it. He said, your name's Rock. Amen? You're going to be a leader. And so here's Peter. He's out leading. How often shall I forgive a brother who sins against me? Seven times. And so Peter's not saying one time. I mean, he's leading a little, ain't he? Say, seven times. He's probably feeling pretty good about what he said. Seven times? See? See, these other boys, they only forgive like two. But look at me. Y'all listening or not? So he gets out there and, you know, that's all right. That's pretty commendable, isn't it? Seven times isn't bad at all. Then Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you seven times, but say it with me, 70 times seven. Now, us mathematicians, that is how many? 490. So do you think we should keep score? Do you think Jesus was saying, keep score? Now get your little notepad and you forgive him once. Okay, number two, and then 199, you know. Yeah, you think that's what he's talking about?
456.
Is that what he's talking about? Or do you think he's trying to make a point that you always forgive, you keep forgiving your brother? Is that what Jesus is saying? Yes or no? So Peter's maybe feeling good about himself with the 7 number. Do you think Jesus just body slammed him in front of everybody? Yes or no? Boom! Didn't he? Just threw that boy down. See his eyes go like that. Amen? Next time you think Jesus was weak, you remember stuff like this. Amen? Slam that guy. 490, 7 times 70. And then he takes the occasion to tell a story. All right? Real question. Probably a real issue in the life of Peter. Something was going on, most likely. A brother. And now Jesus is going to tell him a story. This is our parable for the morning. Say 50 measly bucks with me. 50 measly bucks. Here we go. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. So he's telling a story. The kingdom of heaven is sort of like this. A certain king taking account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, do the math, one was brought unto him which owed him, say it with me, 10,000 talents. Do you remember a few weeks ago we did the parable of the talents? A talent's a lot, isn't it? One talent's a lot. 10,000? Are you kidding me? Listen, one was brought unto the king that owed him how many? 10,000 talents. Let's look at some math here in just a second. But for as much as this person, this servant of the king, this server of the king, this man who worked for the king, as much as this man who had worked for the king didn't have that to pay back what he owed him, his Lord commanded him to be sold, wouldn't get much out of him, and his wife, and his kids, and all that he had, and take that and just, whatever you get, you just put back into the coffers for the king. You understand the story so far, yes or no? The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, say it with me, would you please? Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. You have patience with me, and I'm going to pay back this 10,000 talents. We say stupid stuff sometimes to God, don't we? That's just stupid. You'll see why what he said is stupid here in just a second. But he fell down, he worshipped him, he said, have patience with me, and I'll pay you back everything I owe you. Then the Lord of that servant, the king of that servant, the person who was over him, that you see, the king of that servant worked for the king, but the king of that servant was moved with what? Compassion. And he loosed him, say it with me now, and forgave him the debt. Before you get to thinking this is pretty great, let's amplify it a little bit. Here we go. In Jesus' day, how many talents did the guy owe him? 10 how many? 1,000 what? Talents. In Jesus' day, one talent was equivalent to 20 years' worth of savings. Okay? And in today's economy, let's look at it. One talent would equal about $500,000. If you were middle class, worked and saved for 20 years. Okay? $500,000. One talent. Let's do some math. How many do you owe? How many? This one man owed the king 10,000 talents. We're doing math. If one talent's about $500,000, then this man owed the king around 5 which is nothing with washing today. Billions mean nothing. Excuse me. I'm sorry. No big deal. Here we go. Five, hit the screen, Raj. 5 billion. And what did he say? Oh, now if you have patience with me, I'll pay you back everything. We'll speculate of the story a little bit. We'll speculate just a little bit. This man worked for the king. This man could have been, you know, a big-time tax collector for the king. Big-time tax collector for the king. So he collected all kinds. This is just speculation, all kinds of revenue that he defrauded the king out of. And with interest and penalties and all that kind of stuff, it came up to be about $5 billion. And what did the king do? Somebody tell me. The guy fell down. He worshipped him. He asked him to be patient. He would pay him everything. And the king had what on him? Compassion. And he loosed him and he did something. He did what for the man? He what? Forgave him. $5 billion. Say that with me. $5 billion. Come on. One more time. $5 billion. Say 50 measly bucks with me. 50 measly bucks. Can you say 5 billion? $5 billion. Bernie Madoff. You've heard of him in the news, yes or no? I just want to make it personal so you can see who the king forgave. Who can King Jesus forgive? Somebody say it. Everybody. Anybody. Boy, we're not like that, though, are we? We struggle with that, don't we? Say. Who can the king forgive? Somebody say it again. And anybody. Amen. Bernie Madoff. Great Ponzi schemer. Swindled at least $30 billion. It's more than that, but I guess after they've sold things and got some back, this, that, and the other, it's coming out about $30 billion. I don't want to get into what he did and how he did it, but the bottom line is just a lying cheat. You understand? Thief. Just so you can get an idea of maybe what that guy looked like that the king forgave. Got it? Just keep rolling. Oh, can you say 50 measly bucks with me again? 50 measly. Okay, here we go. Y'all think I'm crazy this morning? Thank you, Jay. That encourages me, actually, when you think that. Here we go. Verse 28. But the same servant, say same servant, same servant, went out. Now he's free. I'm forgiven. I'm free. My wife hadn't been sold. My babies ain't been sold. I ain't been sold. I'm free. Debt free. Yeah, he is, baby. He's debt free. The same servant, and he went out and found one of his fellow servants. See, he was in a place of leadership. This guy was in a place where he was rolling in some money. And he found somebody that owed him 100 pence. We'll talk about that. And he laid hands on him that owed him 100 pence and took him by the what? Throat! And said, pay me what you owe me. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, say it with me, have patience with me, and I'll pay you all. Say it with me. And he would not. But he went and cast that fellow into prison till he should pay the debt.
Can I see your hands? And that's not going to be everybody. Maybe it doesn't bother me. How many feels like when Jesus Christ forgave you, He forgave you of a lot? There's another story Jesus tells in the Bible. I can't get into it right now. But basically, Jesus says a lot of people struggle with forgiveness and forgiving other people because they've really never been forgiven a whole lot. See, to him who has been forgiven much, the Bible says, loves much. Until you get to the place in your life to where you see yourself as a hell-bound, wretched sinner who is going to burn in hell and spend all of eternity in hell with the demons forever and ever and ever because of your sin, till you see yourself as bad as that, because that's who you are. I tell you what, you're probably going to struggle sometimes with forgiving other people because, see, you're not that bad. How many have ever said that? Don't raise your hand. I'm not that bad. I have an open standing thing I'll do for you up here at the front of the church. I'll do it anytime you want me to. If you don't think you're a sinner, you sin that bad, you come and spend a few minutes with me. That's all you got to do. You come spend a few minutes with me and you just sit down, you talk with me a little bit, and I'll ask you some questions, and by the time I get done with you, you're going to feel wretched and nasty. Deal? I'm sure I can find something in you. Amen. Say, it'd be better just go ahead and say, all of sin and come short of the glory of God. My righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. There's none that doeth good, no, not what? One. Amen. Our throat is as an open, what the Bible says? Sepulcher or tomb. Is that what the Bible says? Oh, yes. Okay. Back to our story. So even though this guy had been forgiven a lot, he thought pretty highly of himself, didn't he? Say, 50 measly bucks. Pop it up. And how many don't even know who he is? Can I see your hand? You're kidding me. You don't know who that is. You don't know who that is. Get you a TV. Go watch some old Sanford and Son reruns. Have you lost your mind? That's what's wrong with the world today. Amen? I love Sanford and Son. How many love Sanford and Son? See there, look at you. Got to go watch some of those. He ran a junkyard. That's what he did. He was one funny man. If you go watch Sanford and Son, you'll understand your pastor so much better. If there's one man on the planet that he and I relate, I mean, I relate to you, go, I see that now. Listen, 100 pence, when you do the math, what was 100 pence? What did the guy owe him? 50 measly bucks. That's what 100 pence is. It's like Bernie Madoff being forgiven. Put it back up. And it's like him not willing to forgive Fred Sanford. Amen? Say. How many remember what Fred's truck looked like? How many remember Fred could cut people down like nobody? Remember? How many loved Aunt Esther? No, we hated her. By the way, this is Ann Esther. What's his name? What's his name? Grady. Grady. Amen. All right, back to the message. Here we go. We're almost done. 50 measly bucks. So when his fellow servants saw it, well, they couldn't believe the king let him go in the first place. Wow. $5 billion. And now they're watching. And they couldn't believe it. He's got him by the throat. Took him and threw him into prison. His fellow servants were flabbergasted. Could not believe it. They were sorry. Oh my gosh. How pathetic. How horrible. Look at that. Makes me sick.
and they came and told the king what was done. Now, here's the deal. Was the king when he forgave the guy to $5 billion, say? Was the king when the other guy didn't forgive the guy $50? Is the king still the king after all this has gone down? Yeah. See, the king is always the king. Well, it's not fair. You forgave him. You let him be free forever. I'm going to tell you something. God's God and you ain't. Say that with me. God's God and you ain't. One more time. God's God and you ain't. Say it loud. God's God and you ain't. Amen? Okay? God keeps account. God keeps record. God keeps score. And God expects us as His children to be forgiving people. Are y'all listening or not? I don't know what you hear at the other churches, but if you want to go to a church where they don't forgive, then get on out. You can get on up right now. Walk on out. I don't want to spend any time with you. Hypocrite, you're a pain in the rear end. You hearing me today? Yes or no? Forgive! Forgive people! That's what you do. That's our Lord. That's who we are. We're His followers. We forgive. That's what we do. If you want to live, forgive. I want to live, so I forgive. You hear me this morning? If you want to live, forgive. I don't know about you, but I ain't dead yet. Would you say that with me? I ain't dead yet. And I'd like to live me a full life out in front of me. How about you? Say yes or no. That's the life I want to live. Free. You want to be free and live a free life, then freely forgive. Amen? And live. What happened? Then the king, after he called him back, see, because the king can do that. Yeah, when the police show up at the house, you're coming. And he said unto him, oh, thou what? Wicked servant. I forgave you all that debt because you asked me. I forgave you because you asked me. Should you not have had compassion on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? And his Lord was what? Yeah, that word wrath, whatever's spinning around your brain right now, fill in that blank. Because that's what that word means. You got, yeah, angry, and you can go ahead and fill in the blanks. And he delivered him unto the what? It doesn't sound like he didn't just sell him, did he? He's just going to sell him earlier, right? Is that what was going to happen? Now he's delivered him to what? To Gitmo, Roger says. Roger, hush now. He delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. Wonder how long he was at the tormentors. Forever. How many can get a job when you're being tormented? Amen, say. That's the whole point. How'd you do with the message this morning? 50 measly bucks. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do to you. If you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother, their what? Let's learn that verse. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. If you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother, their trespasses. Can we do that again? This is a real important principle. See, you think you can get by with it. We think we know the Bible. We think we got it back and forth, up and down, left and right, and we got it all figured out. It's passages like this that scare the snot out of me. I'm saved. I'm in. I'm this. I'm that. Boy, it worries me to no end. What happens to me if I don't forgive? What happens to others that said they knew Christ, but they didn't forgive? If this word is teaching anything, it's teaching you're going to have some hell to pay. Is that what the word seems to say? I'll leave that up to you and your theologians. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not his brother their trespasses. I want to live, so I what? Forgive. Let's do a testimony and we're done this morning. How many, somebody hurt you so bad, it hurt, it was terrible, it was awful, another way to say it, nearly killed you. But you forgave them, and now you're able to get on with your life, and you're able to live, and you feel like you've got life back in you again. Can I see your hand in the house this morning? Ooh, I got some fist pumping going on. Amen. Awesome. Let's praise the Lord for His Word. Greatest stories ever told. Jesus Christ. Tell you that right now. He's incredible. Let's stand together. Amen. Come on.